Kevin Sorbo, Olympian Tamira Mensah's stock belongs on Wheaties box. Plenty of countries for those who despise USA. By Joshua Klein on August 10, 2021. Conservative actor/director/producer Kevin Sorbo heaped praise on recent Olympic gold medalist Tamira Mensah's stock, calling her a rock star who should be featured on the next Wheaties cover. The wrestling champion publicly celebrated America and the U.S. flag following her win. Sorbo also suggested those ashamed of the U.S. should move to dictatorships such as Venezuela or North Korea. Appearing on Steve Maltzberg's weekly commentary show Eat the Press, Sorbo expressed his admiration for the freestyle wrestler after she won the gold in the women's freestyle light heavyweight category and shared her American pride with the world. Mensah's stock made history last Tuesday when she became the second woman and the first Black American to win an Olympic gold medal in women's wrestling and was wrapped in the U.S. flag when she said, "I love representing the USA, I love living there." Her victory followed U.S. hammer thrower Gwen Berry turning her back on the national anthem during Olympic trials in late June. After Maltzberg criticized the media for virtually ignoring the 28-year-old Texas-raised grappler, Sorbo called for more publicity. "Wheaties better put her on the cover of their box because she is a rock star. She is fantastic," he said. "I watched her whole interview afterwards, and she was so much fun to watch," he added. Admitting he missed most of the Olympic Games, Sorbo explained why so many others chose to skip this year's Games. "I didn't watch probably 90% of the Olympics this year because I didn't care. And you can tell that reflected in the amount of people that didn't watch it this year," he said. "Their ratings were way, way down because people said, why watch this if you've got so many athletes that don't even want to be representing America?" The Hercules star offered his own advice for those Americans ashamed of their country. "Go to another country, and I don't mean that just to throw it out there," he said. "If you really don't like this country, there's plenty of countries out there that are perfect for you. I heard Venezuela this time of year is amazing, and North Korea is fantastic," he quipped. "Go there for the waters, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be." Sorbo also had harsh words for the Biden administration for its constant unbelievable amount of hypocrisy in criticizing governors for leftist coronavirus policies while opening the borders to infected illegal immigrants. "It's everything they say against people on the right. The people that aren't in their camp, they're already guilty of it for the most part," he said. "It's like Antifa saying they're against fascism, right, when they're actually the fascists." Noting that since Biden's term began in January, more illegals have come across the border than the whole 4 years while President Trump was in office, Sorbo deemed the policy a form of national suicide. "What does that say about what's going on out there? It's crazy," he said. "This is like suicide coming into the country on purpose, and they don't care. The hypocrisy drives me crazy," he added. Addressing how socialism appears to be gaining ground, Sorbo lamented how President Biden, who's certainly a socialist, and Vice President Kamala Harris, whom he describes as even more of a socialist, have led the country. "Why do we indoctrinate our kids from grade school all the way through universities over the last 20 to 30 years?" he asked. "And how do people possibly think that socialism is a better way to live in a country that was created by individuals? Not big government, it was created by individuals that made America great," he added. The award-winning actor also highlighted the reality of socialist countries. "I keep telling my socialist friends, nobody's taking boats from Key West to Cuba. Nobody in America is rushing to get into the country of Mexico," he said. Sorbo just finished filming the movie Reagan, in which he plays former President Ronald Reagan's pastor. In February, Sorbo was banned from Facebook for posting content the platform's fact-checkers deemed debunked information regarding coronavirus vaccines. Sorbo reacted to the ban by saying, "All I can say is that I find it amazing that a place like Facebook has more power than our government, apparently. And the government allows them to do what they're doing right now, in terms of just canceling people that they don't agree with." Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.